USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fully vaccinated people can now shed masks indoors in most instances.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the agency still recommends wearing masks in crowded indoor areas such as buses, planes, and hospitals. As far as what this new guidance means for businesses, Dr. Nicole Sapphire says,
they're still not addressing about the unvaccinated people, and I think that businesses are going to have a really hard time moving forward with this unless they're going to mandate that their employees and all of their patrons that are coming in are vaccinated.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden meeting with Republican senators at the White House on Thursday to discuss his infrastructure plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
States are getting creative when it comes to enticing people to get vaccinated.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a unique incentive to get residents of his state vaccinated.
On May 26th, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults, adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks, and the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
DeWine says the Ohio Lottery will conduct the drawings, and they'll be paid for out of federal coronavirus relief funds. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry was asked some tough questions during a House hearing.
In April 2021, more than 3 hours of audio tape was leaked from a seven-hour interview between economist Saeed Lailaz and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister. Mr. Zarif claimed former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told him about over 200 covert Israeli attacks on Iranian interests in Syria, undermining President Trump's administration. John Kerry taking questions from lawmakers on Wednesday.
I can't vouch for why he did or what he said. I'm just telling you that didn't happen. End of story.
Current Secretary of State Anthony Blinken dismissed the audio tape as utter nonsense, end quote. The White House position.
We're not going to comment on leaked tapes.
Representative Andy Barr, the Republican from Kentucky on Fox Business, says it's not the end of the story.
We've always known that John Kerry supported appeasement of the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, because after all, he was the architect of the flawed Iran nuclear deal back in 2015.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Louisiana's governor is warning Congress that cutting off oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico will hurt his state and the nation.
In order for Louisiana to experience an orderly and responsible energy transition, federal oil and gas production must continue in the Gulf.
Governor John Bel Edwards saying the state is committed to the goal of reducing the reliance on fossil fuels, but added it cannot happen overnight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.